Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners with us. Morning, Andrew.
Hey. Morning, okay. Heather.
What do you reckon about the Fed?
Oh, yeah. Well, we got the Fed. They're stepping up to the plate at 8 o'clock this morning. They'll announce their decision on the level of the Fed funds rate. And everyone's expecting a 25 basis point cut. But then you get the press conference, where Jerome Powell steps up to the podium. And, of course, there's the degree of consensus around the decision. There's the outlook. That is all what tends to move markets. Third straight meeting of 25 basis point cuts. They have got quite a bit of competing stuff in the background. Despite what President Trump says, there is inflation still is sitting a little bit high for the Federal Reserve. And they've also got risks to full employment as well. Look, the futures market's still expecting this and three more cuts in the US over the next 12 months. They've got a bit of a similar issue in the US that we have here, in that the Fed funds rate will pull down the lower short-term rates, but they've still got pressure on their longer-term rates. That's the funding pressure from the very large funding deficit that the government is running. But Heather, all will be revealed at 8 o'clock. You'll be on air. You can bring it live, breaking news. It could be your moment this morning.
I can't wait for it. Hey, thank you. Listen, what are you making of the immigration numbers?
Yeah, look, so this is immigration numbers. So immigration and tourism numbers released yesterday by Stats New Zealand for October. Look, annual migration is still pretty subdued. Tourism, though, I think is looking like a developing positive story. And I think you said you were talking to someone later on about that. Look, migration numbers, they're always provisional. We often get significant revisions over the ensuing months. Provisional estimates for the October 25 year is a net migration gain of 11,900 people. By way of comparison, the October 24 year was a gain of over 35,000. There's masses of numbers in here, so let's try and keep them sort of fairly simple and high level. Arrivals over the year, 136,000. That's down 10%, so fewer arrivals, but departures are up 7%, 124,000. So fewer people arriving, more people leaving. Now, Heather, our household is doing its best to reverse the brain drain. Kelleher Jr. too, back this week for good after 7.5 years away. But he's in the minority because that's not really happening. But he's also accompanied by new imports. So we've got a two-for-one deal going on here for the New Zealand government. But look, by way of comparison, if I look at this in a bigger picture, annual migrant arrivals peaked at 235,000. It's now at 136. And annual net migration peaked at 136,000 net gain. That was in the October 23 year. So this is a very speedy and reasonably precipitous decline. If you think about it, that's only 2 years ago, from 136,000 to 12,000. Looking at a very granular level for the monthly provisional number, 2,500 or 2,400, that will change. But at this point, it's the strongest monthly increase in 18 months. So look, is the momentum shifting? I think you've got to ask that question. It's a result of a sharper recent fall in departures. They're down 7.5%, but arrivals relatively stable. It does look to me like there is a small uptick in the numbers. We've still got to think about revisions. The long-term average, if you go to pre-COVID, was plus just under 29,000, 28,600. Just looking at composition of the migrant arrivals, the largest group of citizens is actually returning New Zealanders, but it's followed by citizens from India and China. If I look at it over the year, key sources of migrants coming in, India, China, Philippines and Sri Lanka. Of course, low levels of migration weigh on growth because historically we've imported people and they eat and they've got to live somewhere, and that's contributed to growth historically. We don't have that. But yeah, tourism for the October 25, 303,000 people came in. That's above the long-term average for the year, 3.45 million. That's also above the long-term average of 2.71 million. They're at the highest levels we've seen them in 5.5 years. That's good stuff.
Right.
I reckon.
Andrew, yep. Have you got a wager to collect from Hosking?
Yeah. Now, what's this all about? He's gone off away on holiday and, you know, my bet. Where's my bet? We've got to go to a restaurant. You're an inner city doyen of the inner city restaurant scene, aren't you? Where should we go for me to collect this debt?
Well, where is it based, Andrew? Because, you know, part of the humiliation is making him come to you.
What do you reckon my chances are of that? What do you reckon my... I just want to get him to pay up. So I'm prepared to move for him to pay the bill, but I need a good restaurant recommendation. So we get some from the, perhaps the text machine could get going.
Yeah,
on
I
that.
Reckon. I mean, if the text machine can find anybody, I reckon Amano's always hard to beat. So if there's anything better than Amano, they have to let us know. Right, give us the numbers.
Sure. The Dow Jones is up 200 points, 0.42%, 47,761. The S&P 500, 6845. That's up 5 points. And the NASDAQ down 75 points as we look at it, 0.3%, 23,501. FTSE 100 up 0.16% overnight. The Nikkei down 0.1%. The FTSE 100, 9,658. The Nikkei, 50,602. Shanghai Composite down just under 0.25%, 3,900. The Aussies lost 7 points yesterday, 8,579. The close, we lost 84 points, 13,371. Kiwi dollar still hovering under 58 cents against the US, 0.5783, 0.8709 Aussie, 0.4966 against the euro, 0.4337 pounds. Japanese yen 90.41, gold $4,201. Brent crude has had a cheeky little decline this week, $61.47. So that's good leading into Christmas for all of the holiday road trips. Cheaper gas.
Brilliant stuff. Hey, listen, Andrew, Merry Christmas, because I know it's your last day on the show this year, so Merry Christmas and 10 years on the show is a pretty remarkable thing to do as well. That's Andrew Callagher of Shaw and Partners.